Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Gimel. We left off on daf Yud Beis and Beis. We are at the two dats in daf Yud Beis and Beis. I believe we're up to the two dats. That's the third wide line. The third wide line in daf Yud Beis and Beis. So we're still discussing the brisa that we quoted and about the fact that it was on the bottom of daf Yud Beis and Aleph, where we said that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Ma'abir Rishana because of Tuma, and he had to be Mevakish Rachamim Al Atzmo, and he had to daven for Rachamim because he did something wrong. And the Braisa quoted several opinions about what exactly he did wrong. So now we're focusing on the line Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Shehesias Yisrael Lasos Pesach Sheni, that he advised Klal Yisrael to bring a Pesach Sheni. So Hechidami, what exactly was the situation? Because there is a halacha of Pesach Sheni. There's nothing wrong with bringing Pesach Sheni when most of Klal Yisrael is tame. So you go in when a person is tame and he's unable to bring Pesach Rishon, so he goes in and brings Pesach Sheni. So what was the problem that he advised people to bring Pesach Sheni? So Rav Ashi could go and show Yisrael mechza tameim u'mechza tahorim. The situation was that Klal Yisrael was 50-50, half tame, half tahor. V'nashim mashlimos l'tahorim va'odfos aleihem. And the women amongst Klal Yisrael, if you took them into the cheshbon, it caused them to be mashlim, the number of tahorim, and to actually increase, to tip the scales in favor of the tahorim. Most of the women were actually tahorim. So it turns out that if you take the women into the cheshbon, the majority of Klal Yisrael were actually tahorim. So Meikara Savar, his initial thought was, Nashim Rishon Chova, that women on Pesach Rishon have a chiyuv to bring the karban. So Davim Yutan Tmeim, and therefore, when looking at Klal Yisrael, he said the majority of Klal Yisrael is tahar, the minority is tamei. Umiyutan mitchul Pesach Sheni. The halacha of Pesach Sheni is that if the majority of Klal Yisrael is tamei on Pesach Rishon, you don't push off to Pesach Sheni because the carbon can be brought betuma if the majority of Klal Yisrael is tamei. But if it's only the minority of Klal Yisrael, if it's a few people that are tamei on Pesach Rishon, well, that's what Pesach Sheni was made for. When it's a few people, the Nosei Arona Shel Yosef. You look at the original Pesach Sheni, the Nosei Arona Shel Yosef. That wasn't the majority of Klal Yisrael. It was a few people who were tamei on Pesach Rishon, so they go and they bring Pesach Sheni instead. So originally, Chizkiyahu's thought was that women are included in the Cheshbon, and therefore it's only a minority of Klal Yisrael that are Tamei, so they should be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But then he realized that Nashim Berishon Rishus, that women in Pesach Rishon is not a Chiyuv, it's only a Rishus, and therefore they don't get entered into the Cheshbon of trying to figure out the majority and the minority. The Havaluhu Tameim Ruba, so the majority were really tamei, v'ruba lo mitchul pesach sheni, and the majority are not pushed off to pesach sheni. So again, in terms of men alone in Klal Yisrael, there are more tamei men than there were tahar men. Once you include the women in the cheshbon, there are more tahar people than there were tamei people. What would you do if it was exactly 50-50? You know, the Gemara sets it up in such a way where it started out, even though you use the term mechza al mechza, it becomes clear in the Gemara that it started out being more tamei men than tahar men, and then when you take the women into the cheshbon, you're going to tip the scales the other way. What would you do if it were exactly 50-50? And whatever you would do, why didn't the Gemara conceive of that case? Why didn't the Gemara mention it? So if you look at Tosos over here, v'nashim mashlimos l'tahorim va'odfin aleihen tema. The Perikets Atzol in the Gemara Pesachim obviously deals with the case of 50-50. Pligi k'sho Yisrael mechza tor mechza tmein. So there's a three-way machlokas if it's 50-50. The Rav Amar halalu osin la'atzman v'halalu osin la'atzman. Rav Kahana Amar tahorim osin asarishon tmein osin asheni. Rav says each one does it, brings the Korban Pesach the first time around, but not together. Each one brings at their own time. And Rav Kahana says, the Tahorim do the Pesach Rishon, the Tameim do Pesach Sheni. Ve'ikada Amar Rav Kahana Amar, and there's an Ikada Amri that Rav Kahana says, Tahorim osin Rishon, the Tameim osin Rishon, v'lo es Hasheni. That the Tahorim bring the Pesach Rishon, they're perfectly qualified to bring the Pesach Rishon. The Tameim can bring neither. They can't bring the Pesach Rishon because they're Tamei. They can't bring the Pesach Sheni because it wasn't the minority of Klal Yisrael that's being pushed to Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni can only be done when it's the minority of Klal Yisrael being pushed to Pesach Sheni. And they aren't the minority when it's 50-50. They're not the majority either, but they're not the minority. So Tosfos. So now that we know that those are the three shitos in terms of what you do when it's 50-50, the hashto sugi dahacha keman. So who does our Gemara go like? Ikarav ikalishna bastard Rav Kahana lamali mashlimos badifo sagi. If you hold like Rav, or you hold like the Lishna Basra of Rav Kahana, so what did they say, that the Temeim are not going to bring Pesach Sheni anyway, right? So the fact that he was Doche to Pesach Sheni, even if you were to just have it 50-50, it would be Doche to Pesach Sheni, would be a mistake. V'ikalishna kamad Rav Kahana, lamli adifos b'mishlimo sagi. And if you hold like the first Lashon of Rav Kahana, that in fact they are supposed to be pushed to Pesach Sheni when it's 50-50, so then all you need to do is say that he thought it was 50-50. You don't have to say that, meaning when he thought to take the women into the cheshbon, you could just say that the women made it exactly 50-50. You don't have to say that the women tipped the scales in the other direction. That would have been, having the women even it out would have been enough of a reason to push it off to Pesach Sheni, to push them off to Pesach Sheni, the Tameh people. V'yesh lomar d'nakat mashlimos ve'adifos, we want to pick a case that, according to everybody, is going to indicate that Chizkiyahu made a mistake. Because we're trying to emphasize that he made a mistake and he had to daven for rachamim. That's why we say initially it was, meaning we don't discuss the case of 50-50. We say initially there was a majority, meaning not initially, but when he took women into the cheshbon, it was a majority of Tahorim. When he didn't take women into the cheshbon, it was a majority to Mayim. And that's and therefore it's clear cut either way, as long as you know whether you should take women into the cheshbon or not. He didn't want to even get involved in machlokas about 50-50. We want to say that the chaladeos, he did something wrong. Fine, says the and he points out Vav Mati Lishnu the Bsov Sovra Nashim Brishun Chova Ubisheni Rishus Ulkach Bikesh Delav Shapi Ravid David Pesach Sheni. He could have said that women are only chayiv in Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni, and therefore when you take them into the cheshbon in the first Karban Pesach, you have most of Klal Yisrael Tahorim, and the minority that are Tameim get pushed off, but you could argue that Pesach Sheni women are not Chayavos in, and therefore giving them to Pesach Sheni would be a problem. Fine, but we don't pasuk in that way. Good, so says the Gemara Vayter. Gufa. Omar Shmuel, ein ma'abr nesashana biyom shloshim shal Adar. So we said that we're not ma'abr the shana on the 30th day of Adar. Why not? Hol v'ro'i l'kovo Nisan, because the 30th day of Adar could have been Nisan. Since we could be Mekadish the Chodesh, might not be a Chodesh Mu'ubar. It's not always a Chodesh Mu'ubar, so we could have been Mekadish the Chodesh on that day. That's already too late for to make it Adar Sheni. Ibru Amai, so what if you did it? What if they wore Mekadesh the Chodesh on the 30th day of Adar? Is it B'diavid? Is it okay? So Amar Ula, in Mekadshinas HaChodesh, Ula says, if they were Ma'abirit, then they can't be Mekadesh it. Meaning, once they're Ma'abir Chodesh Adar, and they make it 30 days, once they're Ma'abir the Shana, and they try to add on an Adar Sheni, then it's too late to go back and be Mekadesh it, and say that this is actually Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kitchomai, what if they are Mekadeshit? Amarava, Batali Ibor, well then that can undo the Ibor that they did. Rav Nachman Amar, Mu'ubar Umakudash. Rav Nachman says it's Mu'ubar and it's Mekudash, meaning that it's a Shana Mu'uberes, and the first day of Adar Sheni is that 30th day. They could be Mekadesh the Chodesh without being Ma'aber the Chodesh, and being, but yes, being Ma'aber the Shana. They can add an extra Adar and make that extra Adar have its first day be on that 30th day that they were Mekadesh it on. Amalei Rav L'Rav Nachman, so Rav says Rav Nachman, wait a second, Michti, Mipuria L'Pischa Tlasin Yom, and he says, how many days are there between Purim and Pesach? 30 days between Purim and Pesach. Tlasin Yom and Havu, Mipuria, and already from Purim, what's the gears over here? Darshinon behilchos haPesach, Titania, Shol and Vidarshan, Behilchas HaPesach, Kodim LePesach Shloshim Yom. Because you have a Braisa that you're supposed to already start learning the halachos of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. So on Purim, at the Purim Suda, you're already supposed to start learning the halachos of Pesach. It's quoted in Mishnah Berurah that at the Purim Suda is already the time to start learning the halachos of Pesach. People often forget to do that, I would imagine. But that's what really the ideal time to start learning Halachos Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel Amar Shtei Shabbosos. Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says, it's a Sugyam Psach. Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says, no, 2 weeks before Pesach is enough. You don't need to start 30 days before. But we generally assume Shalom V'darshin is Lamed Yom, is 30 days before Pesach. V'chimati Reish Yarcha Merach Kinel Nei Asil Zuzuli B'chameitz. Frak the Gemara, wait a second. If you're going to allow them to be Ma'aber the Shana on the 30th day of Adar, and they're now going to make it an Adar Sheni, so people have been learning Hilchas Pesach for 2 weeks already, and now you're going to tell them that Pesach isn't coming for another 6 weeks. So then they're going to be Mezalzel L'chametz. Why are they going to be Mezalzel L'chametz? Says Rashi, "Umipur Yedashin Hilchas Pesach v'kivan d'lo ibrua kodem apurim, since it was they were not ma'aber it before Purim v'shamu drasha Hilchas Pesach, and they already went and heard the drasha of Hilchas Pesach." Ki hada ma'abri bezin l'shasa umodi la'alma, when bezin goes and is ma'abri the shana and they start publicizing that and they start telling the world about it, no one's going to believe the Shluchei Beis Din. Why are they going to be Mezalzel L'chametz? They're not going to believe the Shluchei Beis Din that they were actually Ma'abr the Shana. They're going to believe that they were not Ma'abr the Shana. And comes Yudalid Adar Sheni, they're going to do Bir Chametz. And Tezvav Adar Sheni, they're going to observe Pesach. And comes the real Tezvav Nisan, and they're going to assume it's Iyar. They're not going to observe Pesach. They're going to be Mezalzel in the Chametz. They're not going to believe that it was really Mu'ubar. So Amalei made the Yadi Deshasa Ma'abarta B'chushbin Natalia Milsi. He says, nah, there's no such concern. People know that whether to make the year Shana Mu'baris involves complicated cheshbonos, and Amri Chushbin Ahudelo Salak L'Rabban Ar Hashta, and people aren't going to not believe the Shluchei Beis Din that they're Ma'abar the Shana. They're going to say, okay, it was delayed because it was a complicated cheshbon, and it took some time to figure out exactly how to make the cheshbon, and to figure out exactly whether they should or should not add the extra month. But the whole Shatav Tari is a little bit strange, because we come up with this idea that if you're Ma'abar the Shana on the 30th day of Adar, then we ask, but wait a second, if you're Ma'abar the Shana so late on the 30th day of Adar, what are you going to do about the fact people have been learning Hilchas Pesach for 2 weeks? And let's say you're Ma'abar the Shana on the 29th day of Adar, so people have been learning Hilchas Pesach for close to 2 weeks, so the 28th day of Adar, it's a problem even without this. Tosfos points out the issue. Michti mipur yilapiska, amas nisan didios, demaisi perika nechnakin, heimi idu shema'abar the Shana kol Adar. Have a matzilak shuye. Forget about asking on a sheet of Amorayim, a sheet of Rav Nachman, that if you're ma'aber on the 30th day of Adar, it's still going to count. Now forget that. What about an afna mishnah that says you could be ma'aber the shana throughout Chodesh Adar? So granted, let's say 30th day of Adar is not included because it's Roy Lekovo Nisan. But still, what about the 29th, 28th, 27th, 26th, etc.? What about the every day of Adar that's after Purim, that's within the 30 days of when Pesach was supposed to fall out? Why don't we ask on that? That's the major kasha that Tosfos asks. The Aruch Liner is mitaritz as follows. Aruch Liner says that v'nirlanias daiti litaritz devadei amasnisin v'sham lo hayach lahakshos. We couldn't ask on the Mishnah. Delama lo ya'aminu hagola l'shluchim. He says, we couldn't ask that kasha because the whole point was, the whole concern was, that people who've been learning Hilchas Pesach are not going to believe that they were Ma'abar the Shana. Well, what? If you're allowed to be Ma'abar the Shana throughout the Adar, why wouldn't they believe it? What's so unbelievable about being Ma'abar the Shana? But if they were told that they were Ma'abar the Shana on the 30th day of Adar, then we understand that there's a chashash that people aren't going to believe it. Because the halacha is that you're not allowed to be Ma'abar the Shana on the 30th day of Adar. So someone's going to come and tell them, yeah, the halacha is you're not allowed to do it, but Beis Din did it anyway. So that they're not going to believe. To say that, yes, we've been learning Hilchas Pesach for a week and a half, and nevertheless they were Ma'abar the Shana, of course we know that's understood, that everybody knows that that's possible. But to say that Beis Din violated the halacha and was Ma'abar the Shana on the 30th day of Adar, that's not going to be believable to people. And then the Gemara's answer is, no, people realize that there are very complicated cheshbonos involved, and because there are very complicated cheshbonos involved, people will understand. Sometimes Beis Din will get it just under the wire, will be up against it, and they'll end up being ma'aber a little bit too late on the 30th day, and they will therefore will believe it. Now the idea of Shaul, and you'll notice the girsa change in the start of the Gemara. It says over here that how long before Pesach would they learn the halacha? So it says Shaulin behilchas haPesach kadam Pesach shloshim yom. Does not say what we typically say, Shaolin Vidarshan. On the side, they changed the girsa to Shaolin Vidarshan. Is there a difference between Shaolin versus Shaolin Vidarshan? So throughout Shas, wherever this idea is quoted, it's the girsa appears in different ways. In Psach Davav and Becharos Daf Nun Ches, the girsa is Shaolin Vidarshan. Over here, and in Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin, and Megillah Dav Chavtes, and in Avod Zarah Dav Hei, in four different places in Shas, it doesn't say Vidarshan, it just says Shaolin. So one way to deal with it is saying that the word Vidarshan, it's just shorthand. We're saying Shaolin, we mean Shaolin Vidarshan. It means what it says in Pesachim Dav Vav, in Becharos Dav Nun Ches, that it should be Shaolin Vidarshan. If that's the case, okay, fine. However, Margolis Yam points out in the name of Rav Yishaya Berlin in the Likutim at the end of the Sefer Mini Targima, that whenever you have a Girsaos issue and you have multiple Gemaras and Shas and some have a Girsa one way, others have a Girsa the other way, we always follow the majority when it comes to Girsaos. So the majority is clearly Shoalin, not Shoalin Vidarshan. Right? We have four Gemaras that say Shoalin. Over here, right? Sanhedrin Yudbeis, Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin, Megillah Chavtes, Avod Zarah Dav Hei. We only have two Gemaras that say Shoalin Vidarshan. So you always follow the majority with a Girsa, and therefore the proper Girsa should be Shoalin. What difference does it make whether the girsa is Shaolin and the girsa is Shaolin Vidarshan? So the difference it makes is in answering the famous kasha of the Ran on the Gemara Maseches Megillah. The Gemara Maseches Megillah says that Moshe tikein lehem liYisrael shiyu Shaolin Vidarshan hilchos Pesach bePesach. And Moshe made a takana for Klal Yisrael that they should be Shaol Vidarish the halachos of each yantif on the yantif Pesach bePesach Chag bChag Atzeres bAtzeres. So the Ran asks, what do you mean Moshe made a takana that they should learn the halachos on the yantif? Don't we already have a din that you have to be Shaol and Vidarshan 30 days before the yantif? So what's the chiddush of the takanas Moshe Rabbeinu that they should learn the halachos on the yantif? Of course you learn the halachos on the yantif. You even have to learn the halachos 30 days in advance of the yantif. So if you have this girsa that it's only Shoalin in advance and not Shoalin Vidarshan, the teretz is muvan me'elav. You understand the answer right away. Because on the yantif itself, it's not only Shoalin, it's Shoalin Vidarshan, that we go out of our way to darshan about the halachos. In advance of the yantif, 30 days in advance, Shoalin. If you have questions, you ask. But they're not going to make the drusha. They're not going to change the program in terms of the drusha that they give in yeshivas and in shuls. They're not going to change it to discuss topics of the halachas of the yantif. There are several answers to that kasha of the Ran, but that's one of the answers, that there's a difference between Shoalin Vidarshan versus Shoalin. I think the Ran himself says that if you ask within 30 days, we don't go out of our way to discuss the topic. But if you ask, you're considered a shoel ke'inyan. That the halacha is that if someone asks a shayla that's shoel shalo ke'inyan, the Rebbe doesn't have to answer him. And you're not supposed to ask when a Rebbe's learning one topic to ask on a topic that's shalo ke'inyan. But whenever you're within 30 days of yantif and you ask about the yantif, that's always considered a shoel ke'inyan. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ein ma'abrin es hashana, elim kenesu tkufa chaser ruba shal chodesh. Here's where we get to the fun stuff. Not so much fun, actually. We're not ma'abrin es hashana unless we realize that the tkufa is missing most of the month. What does it mean that tkufa is missing most of the month? Tkufa's tishrei has to come out in such a way where it ends where tkufa, where the tkufas tamuz ends and tkufas tishrei begins early enough in the month of Tishrei that there's going to be part of that. Well, we'll see how much, but that it has to be early enough in the month of Tishrei. If we find that tkufas tamuz is going to end too late into the month of Tishrei, then that's a problem, and we're going to add an extra month to the year in order to delay that, in order to make sure that the Tkufas Tamuz will end way earlier. So, Mekamer Ruba Shel Chodesh, what does it mean, Rove of the month? Shisha Asur Yom, Div Rebbe Yehuda. It means 16 days into Tishrei. If the Tkufas is going to change 16 days into Tishrei, then we realize that's too late, and we need to add an extra month into the year to cause the Tkufa to end the previous month. Shisha Suyam says Rashi, Utkufas Tishrei Nafels Beit Zayin. When we say 16 days, it means that the Tkufas Tishrei is going to be on the 17th. Avam Haisa Tkufas Tishrei Nafels Beit Shishasar, Ein Ma'avrinul, Kamei Yalav Taima. But if it were to fall out on the 16th, that's not late enough to cause any problem. Only when it falls out on the 17th, it's late enough. Just to be 100% clear over here, there are four Tkufas throughout the year. Each tekufa is 91 days, 91 and change really, but each tekufa is about 91 days. The tekufos relate to the solar calendar, not to the lunar calendar. They relate to the seasons of the year. So we have to try to, and what we're discussing now is, we mentioned one of the reasons that they might be ma'abar the shana is because they have to make the tekufos work out. They have to make the solar calendar and the lunar calendar match up a little bit. So if it's going to turn out that the Tkufas Tishrei is going to be too late, so that's going to be a reason to be Ma'aber the Shana in order to make the Tkufas Tishrei come out earlier in the lunar calendar. We don't want the Tkufas Tishrei to be very late in the lunar calendar. So Rabbi Huda says, how much is very late? If the Tkufas Tishrei would be on the 17th day of Tishrei, that's very late. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad Vasrim Yom. Rabbi Yossi says, if it's 21 days in, meaning if on the 22nd day is the Tkufas Tishrei, that's too late. If it's on the 22nd of Tishrei. If it's on the 21st of Tishrei, that's still good. So it gives you a little more leeway. Ushnei Mikraecha Darshu, but they both darshan in the same Pasuk. Pasuk says, Chag HaAsif Tkufas HaShana. Pasuk says that in the Chag HaAsif, which is the Yantuf of Sukkot, is Tkufas HaShana, that you're supposed to already be in the Tkufas Tishrei on the Chag HaAsif. The question is, how much of the Chag HaAsif needs to be in the new Tkufas Tishrei? Mar Savar Kulei Chag Be'inon, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need the entire Chol HaMoed Sukkot. When it says Kulei Chag, it means the entire Sukkot, the entire part of Sukkot that you're actually allowed to do Asifa, that you're allowed to do Malacha, meaning Chol HaMoed. You need the entire Chol HaMoed Sukkot to be B'Tkufa Chadasha, in the new season, in the Tkufas Tishrei. And if any of Chol HaMoed Sukkot is in the previous season, that's no good. That means Tkufas Tishrei is falling out too late. We need to add a month. And that's why he holds that if it falls out on the 17th, that's too late, because the 16th is already the first day of Chol HaMoed, and that would have been in the old Tkufa. Umar Savar Miktsas Chag Be'inan B'Tkufa Chadasha. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you only need part of Chol HaMoed Sukkot to fall out in the new Tkufa, and therefore, if it falls out, if the new Tkufa is on the 21st day, that's fine, because that's already the last day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot. If it's on the 22nd day, then you have problems, right? Then then you don't have any of Chol HaMoed Sukkot in the new Tkufa. So Micah Savri, Frekling Mar, wait a second. What do we hold about the day of the Tkufa itself? Is the day of the Tkufa considered the last day of the previous Tkufa, or is it considered the first day of the coming Tkufa? Ikasavri Yom Tkufa Gomer, if you hold that the Yom Tkufa, the day of the Tkufa itself, is the last day of the previous Tkufa, so Balav Hachinami, Lolamad Yamar Kulei Chagikah, Lolamad Yamar Miksas Chagikah, well then anyway you're in trouble. If it's considered the last day of the previous Tkufa, so then even if it falls out on the previous day, it falls out on Tezvav, and it's still going to be a problem, because that will be the last day of, I'm sorry, it falls out on Tezayin, that would still be a problem. You don't need it to fall on Yudzayin for it to be a problem, because it would turn out that Tezayin is still in the previous Tkufa, and you don't have the entire Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the new Tkufa. And if it falls out on Chav Beis, well then it would still be a problem, because on Chav Aleph rather, it would still be a problem, because the whole previous, that still counts toward the previous Tkufa. Ela Kasavri Yom Tkufa Maskel. So it must be that we hold that the day of the Tkufa itself is considered the first day of the next Tkufa. It's not considered the last day of the previous Tkufa. Pashut, that's the issue. That's what both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda hold. So frankly, now that we know that, Meisvei Yom Tkufa Gomer, Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Yom Tkufa Maskel. Problem is, we have a Beferish that Rabbi Yehuda says Yom Tkufa Gomer. How does Rabbi Yehuda fit in with himself? Right, Rabbi Yehuda himself says that Shisha Asar Yom, that if it's the Tkufas Tishrei falls out on the 17th or Ma'aber, but it falls out on the 16th, then everything is fine. But if Rabbi Yehuda himself says that the Yom Tkufa is the last day of the previous Tkufa, falling out on the 16th should not be good. If it falls out on the 16th, that means the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot is in the previous Tkufa. That's no good. You need to have the entire Chol HaMoed Sukkot in the new Tkufa. Va'od, and we have more problems besides for Rabbi Yehuda being so himself regarding Yom Tkufa Gomer, Yom Tkufa Maskil. Va'od, we have a brisa this brisa and the explanation of the brisa is going to take us the rest of the amud. Tanya, we have a brisa. Ein ma'abr nes hashana elim keino is a tkufa chaseira ruba shel chodesh, that we're not ma'abr the shana unless the amount of days remaining in the previous tkufa, when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei comes, is still going to go into the majority of Chodesh Tishrei. The kama ruba shel chodesh, how much is the majority of Chodesh Tishrei? Shisha asa yom, 16 days into it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not 16 days, shtei yados bechodesh, 2/3 of the month. The kama shtei yados bechodesh, chaf yom, 20 days into the month. So right there we have another problem. That here we have, we just said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's shisha so yom. On the brisa on the bottom over here, on the bottom of Yubez and Bez, we said Rabbi Yehuda holds shisha so yom. Now we have Rabbi Yehuda saying 20 days, that 20 days into the month is the only time that it's going to be a problem, in the sense that we're going to need to be ma'avrin the shana. Rabbi Yossi Omer, machashvin shisha asu lefnei Pesach ma'avrin. Rabbi Yossi says that we look at Pesach, we look at 16 days before Pesach, and that's what causes us to be ma'avrin the shana. What does that mean? We look at 16 days before Pesach. So if you look at Rashi, about 10 lines before the end of the page, im tkufa shelefnei Pesach tainu tkufas teves. If you look at the tkufas teves, which is the tkufa that falls out around Pesach time, chasei reshisha asar b'chodesh Nisan utkufa nofelas b'shiva asar. If the tkufas teves is only going to end on the 17th day of Nisan, ma'abr nes hashana, then we're ma'abr the shana. Why? Nothing to do with Pesach. Shekshat ha'mona mishiva asr b'nisan, tzadi alef yom l'tkufas Nisan, v'tzadi alef yom l'shal tamuz. Because if you go two seasons forward, 91 plus 91 days, harehim kalim b'chaf alef b'tishrei, then you're going to realize that it's going to finish on the 21st day of Tishrei. Utkufa nofelos b'chav beis, and therefore the tkufa is going to turn out to be on the 22nd day of Tishrei. V'yafagav to the Rabbi Yossi miyom tkufa maschil, even though Rabbi Yossi holds that the yom tkufa is the first day of the new tkufa, leka miktos chag b'tkufa chadasha, the 22nd day is too late. 22nd day is already when Sukkos is over. You're not going to have any chalamoed Sukkos during the new tkufa. Ketzad, how does this work out in terms of doing the cheshbon? Okay, so he does the cheshbon. He does how many days, how the days work out. That's not so critical that we do the cheshbon as well. But the point is that if there's going to, the tkufas teves is going to be 16 days into Nisan, then you know that you're going to have a problem. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're going to have 0 days of Chol HaMoed Sukkos in the tkufas, in the new tkufa. All of Chol HaMoed Sukkos is going to be in the tkufas Tammuz. None of it is going to be in tkufas Tishrei. Shisha asu lefnei chag ein ma'abrin. But for 16 days before chag, that's not worth being ma'abrin for. Because again, Rabbi Yossi holds 16 days, that's fine. If the tkufas Tishrei falls out on the 17th day, the 16th or 17th day, or for that matter, 18th or 19th day of Tishrei, you're fine. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, what do you need? You only need part of Chol HaMoed Sukkos to be in the new tkufa. The Gemara is going to ask why we say Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag in Ma'arbin, even if it was Shiva Asar, Shmona Asar, Tisha Asar. All Rabbi Yossi does not allow is that if it's is for it to be that zero part of Chol HaMoed Sukkos falls out of the new tkufa. But as long as any part falls out of the new tkufa, it would be fine and you would not be ma'aber. The Gemara will deal with why it says that. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av Shisha Asar Lefnei HaChag Ma'aber. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even 16 days before Sukkos, we need to be ma'aber. If you realize that the tkufa is going to fall out in such a way that not all of Chol HaMoed Sukkos is going to be the new tkufa, then that's enough reason to be ma'aber the shana. Acherim omrim, mi'uto. Acherim say, no, only a miut of the chodesh. V'kama mi'uto, 14 yom. If the tkufa falls out, if the tkufa is missing within chodesh Tishrei, a miut of the chodesh, even that's reason to be ma'aber the shana, that's 14 days. Bottom line, we're going to explain each shita soon, but bottom line is kasha. We have a major problem here, because we held that, we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that shisha asar yom is what you need to be ma'aber the shana. Over here he says, shtei yodayim b'chodesh, that only if the tkufa is going to be 20 days into Chodesh Tishrei, you're ma'abr the shana. Plus the fact that we had a stira whether Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yom Tkufa Gomer or Yom Tkufa Maschil. So Amar Mar. So now let's go reanalyze every line of the brisa we just quoted. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shtei Yodos B'Chodesh Esrim Yom. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mechashman Shisha Asu Yom Lefnei HaPesach Ma'abr. Abrin. Rabbi Yehuda says 20 days into Tishrei is when we look that's time to be Ma'abir. If we see that Tkuf is going to end 20 days into Tishrei, Rabbi Yossi says we look at Pesach and 16 days before Pesach, that's going to be the end of Tkufas Teves. That's when we're Ma'abir the Shana. Because why? That's going to lead Tkufas Tishrei, when it comes Sukkot time, to come out too late. Frankly, the Gemara, but if you do the Cheshbon, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are both saying the same thing. They're both saying that you need just a piece of Chol HaMoed Sukkos to be in the new Tkufa, not the majority of Chol HaMoed, not the entire Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Answers the Gemara, Yom Tkufa Gomer, Yom Tkufa Maskul Yikabinayu. The difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is whether the day of the Tkufa itself is considered the end of the previous Tkufa or the first day of the following Tkufa. That's the subject of the dispute. Amar Mar, Shisha Sulfnei Chag Ein Ma'arbin. It's 16th day, 16 days before the Chag, we're not Ma'aber. El Rabbi Yossi, Shisha Sulfnei Chag Hudalo, Ashivsov Tamnesar Ma'abrin. Wait a second, that implies that according to Rabbi Yossi, this is the Kasha we asked before, that according to Rabbi Yossi, if all you need is part of Chol HaMoed Sukkos to be in Tkufas Tishrei, so then why would he say that if the Tkufas Tishrei is not going to fall out till after 16 days of Chodesh Tishrei, that's still okay, you don't need to be Ma'aber. Even if it's after 17 days, after 18 days, it's still okay, you don't need to be Ma'aber, because all you need is part of Chol HaMoed Sukkos to be in the new Tkufa. V'amar Shishas Lefnei Pesach in Batzilo. After all, that's what he said. If it's 16 days before Pesach, then you realize that in the 16 days of into Nisan is when Tkufas Teves is going to end. That's where you have a problem. Anything less than that, you don't have a problem. So you see very clearly that you only need part of Chol HaMoed Sukkos to fall in the new Tkufa. So it says Gemara, lo, EDVED Ein Ma'abrin. Really, both by 16th day, 17th day, 18th day, 9th day, we wouldn't be Ma'abrin for any of that. Vaidit Tana Reisha, Shisha Solfnei Pesach, Tananami Shishas Lufnei Chag. But because Rabbi Yossi expresses himself in terms of 16 days before Pesach, he also wants to be consistent in his language and express himself in terms of 16 days before Chag. But Enochinami, 16 days before Chag has no halachic significance whatsoever, any more so than 17 days, 18 days, 19 days before Chag. It's all going to be the same, and that's why he doesn't express himself, but he expresses himself in that way to keep it consistent with how he expressed himself in terms of Pesach. But the ikur is really in terms of Pesach. If you look at it in terms of Pesach, 16 days before Pesach, that's dafka, and therefore you have to do the cheshbon going forward to what that's going to mean for Sukkos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, then we had the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon said, Af shisha asu lefnei achag ma'abrin, that even 16 days before Sukkos, right, you realize that the Tkufa is going to go 16 days into Chodesh Tishrei, even that's enough of reason to be ma'aber. That's the same exact thing that the Tanakama said. The Tanakama also said that as long as you have, that you need to have all of Chol HaMoed Sukkos in the new Tkufa. So what's he saying any different? The difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon is one of them holds that the day of the Tkufa is the last day of the previous Tkufa, and one of them holds that the day of the Tkufa is the first day of the next Tkufa. So yes, they all hold that you need all of Chol HaMoed Sukkos to be in the new Tkufa. Question is, what if the Yom Tkufa is the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Does that mean that you got it, that you made it? That the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos is the day of the Tkufa, so that's the first day of the new Tkufa, and therefore you do have all of Chol HaMoed Sukkos in the new Tkufa? Or do you say, no, that's too late, because that's considered the last day of the previous Tkufa, and therefore it's no good? So that's what they argue about. We don't know who holds what, though. Acherim omrim mi'uto, and Acherim say that no, it's the mi'uto shel chodesh that's going to cause you to be ma'aber, that if the Tkufa falls out on the 14th day of Tishrei, you're ma'aber. V'kama mi'uto arba asu yom. So Micah Savri, what in the world would that shita hold? Why would it be that if the Yom Tkufa is on the 14th day of Tishrei, that's a problem? Ika Savri Yom Tkufa gomer v'kuli chag bi'inan ha'ika. If you hold that Yom Tkufa is considered the last day of the previous Tkufa, and you need the entire Chag to be in the new Tkufa, you still have it. It's still fine. You still got it. If it's if the Yom Tkufa is on Tezvav, because you had 14 days missing from it, so the Yom Tkufa itself is on Tezvav, and the Yom Tkufa is the last day of the previous Tkufa, so when's the first day of the new Tkufa? the first day of Chol HaMoed. Perfect. You got it. You got everything you need. So why is that a problem? The Gemara has two approaches. Approach number one, Amrav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Acherim Tkufas Nisan Kaimi. When they talk about 14 days, they're talking about Tkufas Nisan, they're not talking about Tkufas Tishrei. Tichsiv Shamar Chodesh Aviv, Shamar Aviv Shal Tkufa, Sheyeh B'Chodesh Nisan. You have to make sure the Aviv Shal Tkufa falls out of Chodesh Nisan. So that's what they're talking about, that within the Tkufas Nisan, you're going to need to make sure that the Tkufas Chodesh Nisan, in terms of the solar months, works out with the Aviv of Nisan in the lunar months. And so it has nothing to do with the Tishrei Cheshbon. It has everything to do with the Nisan Cheshbon, and therefore it doesn't have to fit into anything that we said previously in the Gemara, because it's not talking about Tishrei at all. So frankly, Gemara, well, wait a second, if you realize that you have a one-day problem around the time of Chodesh Nisan, there's another way to, rather than add a whole month to the year, there's another way to solve a one-day problem. V'liabri la'adar, all you need is one-day delay. So why aren't you just ma'aber Chodesh Adar, and that will solve your problem. That will push off Pesach one day, and that might affect Rosh Hashanah. Once you're pushing off Pesach one day, then you might violate Lo Adu Rosh and Rosh Hashanah. But you have plenty of time to fix that. You have 6 months to fix it between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah, where you can change one of the other months, and you'll figure it out. And it will be. The Gemara never suggested this earlier. Rashi pointed out the Gemara didn't suggest this when we're working within Tishrei, and we realize, the Tkufas Tishrei is going to come out a day too late. We didn't just say, so why don't you just add an extra day to Elul, and therefore you won't have a problem. We didn't say that because we knew that adding an extra day to Elul is going to mess up Rosh Hashanah. Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah is not allowed to fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. So adding an extra day is going to be a problem unless Rosh Hashanah was supposed to fall out on Monday and you're pushing it to Tuesday, then it wouldn't have been a problem. But most of the time, it's going to be a problem to delay Rosh Hashanah one day. But over here, it has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. You can fix it by the time you get to Rosh Hashanah. You're just adding a day to Adar. So Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov, Tanami Lamala Lamata Kachashiv. V'achi kamar. What he means to say is as follows. Ad miyuto ma'abrin, v'kam miyuto arba asur yom. He says, no, when we say that 14 days, what we mean to say is we're ma'abrin until you get to the point of the miyut shal chodesh, and the miyut is not included. Meaning, if you're missing from Tkufas Teves 18 or 17 or 16 or 15 days, and Tkufas Nisan is going to therefore fall out on the 16th day of Nisan, then you're ma'aber. If we're only missing 14 days, and therefore Tkufas Nisan is going to fall out on the 15th day of Nisan, you don't need to be Ma'aber the Shana, because then, in a chinami, you can fix that one, make that one-day correction by being Ma'aber Chodesh Adar. Ravina Amar Ravina says, no, let's go back to the drawing board, change the whole thing. What was the issue with Yud Dalid? Ravina Amar Liolam Acherim B'Tishrei Kaimi. We're talking about Tishrei, we're not talking about Nisan. And yes, we said that if the Tkufas Tishrei falls out on Tes Vav Tishrei, you need to be Ma'abr the Shana. What was our Kasha? What's the problem? Even if if the Yom Tkufa is considered the last day of the previous Tkufa, you still got all of Chol HaMoed Sukkos in the new Tkufa. No, because Savri Acherim Kulei Chag B'Inan V'Yom Tov Rishon. You don't only need all of Chol HaMoed Sukkos in the new Tkufa, you need all of Sukkos in the new Tkufa, including day one of Sukkos in the new Tkufa. So, frak the Gemara, but why should you need that? Yom Tov Rishon Chag Asif Ksiv. It says Chag Asif, you can't do Asifa on the first day of Sukkos. So why would you need the first day of Sukkos in the new Tkufa? So answers Gemara, Chag Abab is Man Asifa. When the Torah calls it Chag Asif, it doesn't mean you're actually doing Asifa. It means it's the Chag that comes at the time of Asifa. The mission then went on to say Smicha Sekenin, that we do the Smicha and the Egla Arufa with a certain amount of Dayanim, depending on which Shita you hold like. Tan Rabbanan. V'samchu Zikne Yach. I might think any old people can be evolved. Tamalomar Eda. That's why it says Eda to let me know it has to be members of the Sanhedrin who do the smich of the Egla Rufa. I Eda Yachal Ketani Eda. I might think it could even be people from the Sanhedrin Ketana. Tamalomar Ha Eda. Miuchadin Shabbat Eda tells me it needs to be members of the Bezen HaGadol in Yerushalayim. V'kamahin, but how many Dayanim do you need to do the smich of the Egla Rufa? So we look at the Pesukim. V'samchu Shnayim. Zikne Shnayim. V'ein Bezen Shakal Mosifin Aleim Od Echad. So it's not four, it's got to be five. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need five dayanim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ziknei Shnayim. Ziknei tells you need two dayanim. And you can't have an even number of dayanim, so we add one more. Rabbi Shimon Aksiv Vesamchu. Why does Rabbi Shimon ignore another word in the pasuk that's in the plural, which is Vesamchu, and shouldn't that add another two dayanim to bring you to five like Rabbi Yehuda has? How many by Leilu Gufei? He says, no, you need Vesamchu Lugufei. Rabbi Yehuda Lugufei, Lo Tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda will say, no, you don't need Vesamchu Lugufei. Dim Kain, the Lo Asi Vesamchu Lidrasha. If Vesamchu is not teaching me some other halacha about numbers of Dayanim, then the Torah doesn't need to say Vesamchu. Lichtov Ziknei Eda Yedeim L'Rosh HaPar. Just say Ziknei Eda, hands on top of the par. And I'll know that it obviously means they lean their hands. What else could it mean? Rabbi Shimon says, I'll tell you what else it could mean. Iksiv hachi, have a mean a ma'al b'samuch. I would have thought, you know what it means? Not that they have to lean on the Rosh HaPar, but that they could just be in the vicinity of the Rosh HaPar, and that would be good enough. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, gamar rosh me'ola. We learn from the Karbonola where it says rosh, we know you have to lean. Over here also, we would learn you have to lean. Rabbi Shimon lo gamar rosh me'ola. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, we would not derive rosh me'ola. Okay, then tomorrow Be'ez Hashem will pick up from all the detailed halachas about how they would do smichas zekenim. Okay.